Good morning and welcome to Catholic Views. I'm Jerry Klein. Thanks for joining us today on the program. It's back to school time. We're going to talk with Brenda Anderson, who is the principal at St. Lawrence in Milbank, about back to school there, and of course, kind of applies across the diocese as well. So stick around for that interview, if you will. Renee Krantz will have news for us in just a bit. First, the readings, though, for this Sunday. Michelle Sletton with the first and second reading. Deacon Roger Height with the gospel.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, I know their works and their thoughts, and I come to gather nations of every language. They shall come and see my glory. I will set a sign among them. From them I will send fugitives to the nations, to Tarshish, Put and Lud, Mosok, Tubal, and Javan, to the distant coastlands that have never heard of my fame or seen my glory. And they shall proclaim my glory among the nations. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations as an offering to the Lord, on horses and in chariots, in carts, upon mules and dromedaries, to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. Just as the Israelites bring their offering to the house of the Lord in clean vessels, some of these I will take as priests and Levites, says the Lord. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, you have forgotten the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord, or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Endure your trials as discipline. God treats you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline? At the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy but for pain. Yet later it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who are trained by it. So strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, will only a few people be saved? He answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west, and from the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
And now with a look at news highlights from this past week from the Bishop's Bulletin, here's Renee Krantz.
High school and junior high students from throughout the diocese joined together this summer for discipleship camps held at Broomtree Retreat and Conference Center. During two high school camps and one junior high camp, 276 campers gathered to play games, hear talks, and enjoy outdoor activities and challenges. Another 89 staff members helped out with the camps. The theme this year was This is the Time and was a study of the various liturgical seasons, Advent, Christmas, Lent, Easter, and Ordinary Time. The students spent time in Eucharistic adoration each evening, had opportunities for confession, and went to Mass throughout each of the 4-day camps. Even before the Synod of Bishops for the Amazon begins, a new church initiative in the region set sail, the Pope Francis Hospital Ship. The Catholic Church is called to preach the gospel and heal the sick wherever they are, including in remote villages and settlements along the Amazon River, Pope Francis said in a message read August 17th during an inauguration ceremony in the port of Belém, Brazil. The ship is a joint initiative of the Diocese of Obidos and the Fraternity of St. Francis of the Providence of God, which runs hospitals, including one visited by Pope Francis in Rio de Janeiro in 2013. The ship will serve people along a 620-mile stretch of the Amazon River and will be staffed by volunteer doctors and nurses, including members of Franciscan men's and women's orders. This fall, five graduate students will embark on a unique one-year journey back to the origins of thought on human nature. They will study natural law and natural rights, anthropology, international law, religious liberty, global politics, and papal encyclicals, emerging from the program with a fully formed Catholic understanding of human rights and a zeal to defend and explain these rights. The Institute of Human Ecology at the Catholic University of America is offering this Master of Arts degree in human rights for the first time in the fall of 2019. As the sound of drums, tambourines, and Swahili hymns reverberated through St. Andrew's Church in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, parishioners swayed their arms and hips, dancing down the aisle with the Book of Gospels raised behind them. A mass that incorporated the Swahili language and African Catholic customs was celebrated for the first time at the North Edmonton Parish August 11th. The mass brought a new level of vibrancy and excitement to St. Andrew's. Some parishioners arrived in colorful traditional African wear. The sounds of thumping drums and loud, passionate voices accompanied all the hymns and sung parts of the liturgy. In addition to the bread and wine, the offertory procession featured dances and gifts of pineapples, bananas, and other fruits. Mission dioceses from all over the country have nominated their best, brightest, and most inspiring people for Catholic Extension's 42nd Annual Lumen Christi Award. The list of nominees includes pastors, sisters, brothers, lay leaders, deacons, and community groups serving the Catholic Church in 48 mission dioceses across the U.S. The award, which means Light of Christ, is the highest honor bestowed by the Chicago-based Catholic Extension. It has been supporting the work and ministries of these mission dioceses since its founding in 1905. With all the news a Catholic can use, I'm Renee Kranz with the Bishop's Bulletin.
All right, Renee, thanks so much for the news. Let's move on to our interview. This morning on Catholic Views, we are joined by Brenda Anderson, who is principal at St. Lawrence Catholic School in Milbank, South Dakota. Great to have Brenda with us. It's back to school time, and we love having the opportunity to talk to different Catholic schools from around the diocese. So, Brenda, welcome.
Thank you.
And I know this is a really busy time of year, especially for folks in leadership roles. What's been going on over the last few weeks for you as you gear up for another year of school?
Last week we had registration with students coming in, having their pictures taken and getting ready for the school year that way. And then it gives us a count of how many kids we're going to have in the building for sure. And then on Thursday we had teacher in service already. The teachers like to have that right away in August so that they kind of have an idea of who their students are and so that they have the next couple of weeks to get ready and prepare for their classrooms. So lots of teachers buzzing around the building and getting things ready. We've got lots of shipments of textbooks and things like that that are arriving. And so I think we're just about set. I think we have one set of textbooks that we're waiting for, and then we should be good to go for the year.
And I think by the time people are hearing this conversation, you will have already had your first day of school. What is that for you this year?
First day this year is August 21st. And that's a Wednesday. We like to start out with a three-day week. We follow the Milbank Public School calendar. So we typically start out with a three-day week the first week, and then the next week is a four-day week, and the following week is a four-day week, and then we jump right into five on the fourth week of school.
It's kind of nice, though, to build up a little bit, huh?
It is. I think it's easier for the kids to transition out of their summer kind of mode that they're in back into the school year that way, and it gives them a little time to adjust. And I would say that's probably the same for the teachers as well.
So talk a little bit about the excitement that you feel as you approach the coming school year.
I always think it's so quiet during the summertime here, and it's always fun to see the excitement and the smiles of the kids as they come in and they've got their new clothes on and their new school supplies. And we're just absolutely excited to have a great start to our school year. This year, we have a theme every year, and this year is Camping with Jesus. So we have a camping theme that you can see. It's pretty evident in all the classrooms, and it will be throughout the hallways once we get going through the school year here. But that excitement, I think the kids are excited to come back and find out what the theme is and to kind of just share in all of that. We get T-shirts for the kids, or the kids can purchase T-shirts, I should say. But, just kind of sets a tone and an excitement for the school year when we start off with a theme like that.
So how does that theme play out throughout the course of the year?
Well, this year, we don't have any specific month-by-month activities that we'll be doing, but it kind of plays in with our Catholic Schools Week theme that we'll be doing at the end of January, and that's Sunrock Kids Camp. We take a vacation Bible school program, and we turn that into a fun week of celebrating our Catholic faith with the students. So this year, we kind of figured we would take that theme and just take it throughout the entire year. So the teachers have gotten geared up in their classrooms with different activities that they're going to pull in throughout the year to bring the theme into the classroom.
I don't know how many people around the diocese know much about Milbank or St. Lawrence, for that matter. Maybe you could talk a little bit about your community and your parish. Let's start with the community of Milbank, if you would.
The community of Milbank is just an absolutely wonderful community. It's not one that I actually live in. I actually live over in Minnesota and have been very blessed to have come into the community of Milbank to work here. I think this is my 28th year over in Milbank, which I know seems a little amazing to me that it's been that long. But they are very open, welcome, friendly people who are very much supportive of everybody's cause within the community. We have several large businesses within the community that have been very supportive of the Catholic education here, and we're very thankful for that as well. St. Lawrence Church, the parish, is just an absolute, I can't say enough about the parish here as well as they take care of us as a school, and as what they care about the education that the kids receive here at school as well, and how they take care of the teachers and the students by things that they provide for us. One of the things we're doing right now is we have a giving tree that we have out in the gathering space of the church, and we put little leaves on there. And those leaves have little items that we can use for the classrooms and for the religious ed program at the school. And then the parishioners have the opportunity to take those leaves and buy what's ever on those and donate those to the classrooms and to the religious ed program. So, and it's every year, every leaf has gone off of the tree. So we're very blessed to have such a supportive community and parish.
I really like the idea of doing a school and religious ed together, because I think that that sends a real message, doesn't it, about the importance of both.
It does, and that's been one thing that I have tried to make sure that we are always in communication. I work very closely with Darby Helms, who's our religious ed director, in making sure that we are continually bridging what sometimes can be called a gap, but we hope that that's not the case here at St. Lawrence, but we try to work very closely together so that there isn't that.
Mm-hmm. Talk about enrollment a little bit and the ability to, in a day when a lot of schools struggle, how are you doing at St. Lawrence?
Last year we were down a few kids. This year we're back up. We're up to 116 kids, which has been wonderful. Last year we were down to about 101. We had a smaller sixth grade class that left, and we brought in a little bit larger sixth grade class. And then we also brought in another large class into kindergarten. I think we're expecting 13 or 14 students in kindergarten. And then we also have back from, we had three sections of preschool last year, and we're back to four this year. So we're back up about 15 kids, which is an entire classroom for us. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about that and to see those numbers growing.
Yeah. And that
continues.
that helps all across the board, doesn't it? It helps with the really the relationships with the teachers and the kids. It helps with them, obviously, with the finances and other, there's a lot of benefits to that.
There are. Yep. And it's always a question and a concern that we have is the enrollment, especially in a smaller community such as Milbank. But we have always had such a strong belief in Catholic education here that I think we've got families that are very, very supportive of sending their children, and now are sending their grandchildren through the Catholic school system. And so we're very thankful for that as well.
Yeah, having the parent and the volunteer involvement, that really can make a big difference, huh?
It does. We have lots of volunteers that come in through the school and help out through the library program and different places that they can step in. We do lots of fundraising through the year. So we have a very strong parent-teacher organization called our LIFE group, which is our Living in Faith and Education. So our parents are very involved and take a big part in the fundraising that we do for our school, which would include, we have a mystery dinner theater that occurs in October, and Father Gary Darusha usually plays a good part in that, and he's fun to watch.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, he's a little out of character from what the norm of what people see sometimes, but it's fun to see him in a different light like that, and yeah. He sure has fun with it. And we have a greenery fundraiser as well, and then we do the Catholic Schools Raffle through Catholic United Financial that's sponsored by them. That's usually on January, and then we have our big gala that comes in at the end of April, and that's probably our biggest fundraiser that our parents are so willing to step up and help us to raise money to support the school.
And all throughout that, I'm sure, that, I mean, the fundraising is absolutely critical, but you're also probably, in a sense, educating the public, educating the community about the value of Catholic education all through those events as well.
Absolutely. Yep, we're always letting people know that the Catholic school is here and that we're open to having any child in the community come and join us, and we can share our faith with them and with their parents as well. But I think that's my train of thought there.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, no, there's just tremendous value. And I think, you know, in a community the size of Milbank, you probably are fairly well known. You probably are a pretty known commodity and a valued one, I would guess.
Yes, I would say absolutely. You know, if you say that you're at St. Lawrence School, everybody knows where that is, and everybody knows who we are. We've got teachers that have stayed here. I've been here 28 years. I know our second grade teacher, Mary Hagen, has been here. I think this is her 30th year.
Wow.
Or 29th or 30th, and I know Paula Roush just celebrated her 30th year at St. Lawrence last year. So, and we've got others that are moving into their 19th year, so we've had lots of teachers that have been our veteran teachers and are willing to stay here and put their faith and their energy into Catholic education. And we also have some new teachers that are coming on board this year as well.
But that stability that you have with a core of teachers like that, that just must be so helpful to you as the leader of the school.
It is. When I transitioned, I have stepped into several roles here at St. Lawrence, and my first role was as the first grade teacher, and I stayed there for 14 years, and then I moved to fourth grade for 7, and then I answered the call to go to kindergarten for about 3 years, and then I answered the call to serve as the principal at St. Lawrence. So having all of those teachers that I'd been with for so many years helped me to kind of move into this role and make that a smooth transition for me was immensely helpful, and I can't thank them enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes a great difference. And I know you mentioned as we were corresponding back and forth a little bit that you actually just finished your own master's program.
I did, yes. When I took the position, this will be my fifth year that I'm starting. So I took the position back in, was it 2015? Father Gary came knocking at the door, and he had done that previously, and I turned him down. I had some health concerns that had come up, and I had to deal with that first. So I said, not now. And so then he came back when the position became available again, and I said, okay, I'll talk to you after I get done with teaching kindergarten. So I did answer the call. I took a year to see if it was what I really wanted to do, and then I jumped back into my promoting my own education and went back and got my master's. So I just finished my class on Monday, my last class, so I am officially done with my master's, which is amazing to be done with.
Congratulations. That's an achievement.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Again, you use that term answering the call, and I think that that's, of course, who we're called to be as Catholics, to answer that call, and the call changes, doesn't it, through time?
It does. And it's important, I think, when you keep hearing it, to finally open up your heart to answer what it really is that God's asking you to do. And in this case, he was asking me to step into this position and serve as the principal.
Mm-hmm. And you've enjoyed that?
I have. You know, it's been a transition. The first year was a little bit harder, I would say, probably just trying to keep myself above water and getting adjusted to everything that this position entails. But now that I'm starting my fifth year, it's gotten easier. We have a really good team at St. Lawrence of teachers to work with that are willing to help out in any way and shape that they can. So I'm blessed to be around so many wonderful teachers that make my job as fun and exciting as it is.
Do you still get the chance to be in the classroom some, or do you miss that?
I do. In the previous 4 years, I was able to do some teaching down in the preschool room, and I would teach one section of preschool. And this year, I'll do a little team teaching with the kindergarten teacher. So I'll still be in and out of the classroom, which is kind of one of the reasons that I didn't know if I wanted to take this position at first. And so Father Gary's worked very well with me on allowing me that time to still be in the classroom with the kids, because I still feel that that's part of my call as well.
Hmm. And I marvel at teachers. I really do, because I don't think I could do it myself. And so I always marvel at teachers who love their job so deeply and talk about missing it if they weren't doing it. There's something in that you must really find fulfilling.
It is. You know, I looked yesterday was at Mass yesterday morning, and I turned around and during the sign of peace, and one of my preschoolers was behind me, and she had colored a picture for me during Mass.
Oh, nice.
And so she handed that to me, and I just thought, okay, this right here, that relationship that you form with those kids is something that I will take, you know, with me forever. And I hope they take that with them as well, too, knowing that they're cared and loved for, because I think that's one of the most important things we need to share with our kids.
And my hunch is that if you've been doing this for 28 years, you've had that phenomenon where you're teaching kids of kids that you have taught.
I am. I'm on, well, actually, that little preschooler, I did teach her dad.
Yeah.
So, last year, most of my preschoolers, I would say about half of them, I had their parents in first grade, so, or fourth grade, somewhere around there. But so when I get to the third generation, though, then it's going to be time for me to retire.
You think that might do it, huh?
It might. And I don't know if I keep moving younger, if it's going to get any better or not.
Yeah, so true. Talk a little bit about the academics at St. Lawrence. I know for all of our Catholic schools, that's certainly a priority, along with the faith formation, but those two kind of can go hand in hand, which is, of course, one of the beauties of a Catholic school.
Right. We are so blessed to have such talented teachers that can bring academics to the students along with teaching about Jesus in their classroom. And so our test scores have been phenomenal with our students throughout the years, and they continue to do so. We have a preschool through sixth grade, and then we also have music and computer. And our music teacher actually has a master's in orchestra, and so she just brings so much with her, and she's so faith-based. So I know when I stopped in her room at one point a couple of years ago, I noticed that she started every music class with intentions with the kids, and they started with a prayer, and I thought, you know, that's really important. We see that in our classrooms, in our K-6 classrooms, preschool through six, but to see that carry over into the music room as well was fabulous. So we're very blessed. And then we also have a music teacher. We have a paraprofessional that comes in and teaches computer for us. And we've got a full computer lab upstairs that she has the kids come up to the classroom up there. So really good academics, well-rounded, and she makes sure that those kids are very well prepared going into the middle school when they go over in seventh grade and they have all the technology needs that they have going forward. So I think it's just important to make sure that we're keeping up with the Joneses, but, you know, keeping up, but yet maybe staying a little bit ahead is what we like to say at St. Lawrence, that our kids are prepared and sometimes over-prepared for when they get to the middle school.
Yeah, you'd rather have it that way than the other, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yep. It's often, I've been told actually by when my own children went over to middle school and high school, I had several teachers say, I knew your kids went to St. Lawrence. And, you know, they said, we just know because of their manners and how kind they are. And they said, we can often tell a St. Lawrence student.
Well, that's about the highest praise you can get, I think.
It is. You know, you think, okay, then I've done my job.
Yeah. And I know, you know, years ago, as the religious communities, in a sense, you know, didn't have the numbers anymore and focused on different types of ministries than schools, there was a concern, I think, on the part of a lot of people, you know, how would lay people be able to lead Catholic schools? But I certainly think we've proved by now that that's not only possible, but it's going well.
It is. Yep. I think these teachers have stepped into that role and have answered their own call that God has given them to place them here at Catholic school or at St. Lawrence School, and to be able to talk and teach about Jesus within their classroom every day at any point in the day that they can bring that in. I think we're just blessed that we have that opportunity here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Brenda, just a minute or so left this morning in our conversation. As you look forward to this year, what message are you giving your kids, and what message would you want those around the diocese to hear about what's going on in our Catholic schools?
I think that I want the community and those that are in the Catholic community just to know that we're always trying to empower our students, their lives, their minds, their hearts, and their souls here at St. Lawrence to be the best person that they can be and to answer the call that Jesus has for them.
Well, actually sounds like a pretty good recipe for any of us.
I think it does.
Well, it's great to have a conversation with you about the year. I hope it's a wonderful year for all of the folks at St. Lawrence in Milbank, South Dakota. Brenda Anderson is the principal there, and she's been visiting with us this morning on the Catholic Views program. Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So, as we heard in the interview, it's back to school time. That means summer is coming to an end. I kind of hate to say that. Labor Day is right around the corner.
Yep.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
And I know you've been working busy on the September issue.
Yeah. The September Bishop's Bulletin will be coming out here in about a week. You'll have it in your mailboxes.
We have some good things.
Yeah. We have Father Griffin is actually doing the feature this month. It will be about the challenging times for discerning a vocation to the priesthood.
Yep.
But of course, there have been many challenging times. So he talks about, you know, how the priests and seminarians are handling that.
Helpful to have a perspective on all that.
Yes.
And I think he does a nice job in that article.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We also are kicking off a new Saints web series that will be in the Bishop's Bulletin the first time, and then we'll see it later about how saints are sinners just like us. They just keep trying.
You know, and that's what it's all about, isn't
it?
Keep putting
one
foot in front of the other, keep believing in the Lord and trusting.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's our time for Catholic Views this morning. We'll be back with you next Sunday.